You're listening to The Herb Report right here on Audio Boom. Go to audioboom.com/The Herb Report. That's audioboom.com/The Herb Report. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Herb, and this is The Herb Report. Folks, thanks for joining us. Welcome. I'm Eric Herb, and this is The Herb Report. Let's dive right into today's subject and today's topic. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. I hope and pray you are, at least everybody that listens to my podcast and has listened to me for years and years. The next plandemic, notice I say plandemic instead of pandemic, will be more likely than not the bird flu virus, the H5N1 bird flu virus. A lot of people don't realize that. What they're trying to do is scare us all. They're trying to scare us all, and they're trying to say that birds that get sick can infect humans. Well, I happen to know a little bit of about science, that birds are the fowl species. Birds cannot get a human sick. They cannot infect a human. It cannot cross species, folks. Cross species contaminate and get a bird sick, or get a human sick, rather, from a bird. And so a lot of people don't know that. They're not aware of that, that the disease cannot cross species, go from one, jump from one species to the next. But they're trying to tell us that out of all the fear mongering and everything. I seen just a few days ago, there in the state of Michigan, my own home state, they are telling the dairy farmers and different things like that up there, be prepared. They've already got warnings already over the bird flu virus. So they're already telling them, oh my gosh, your cows could be bit by birds and infect the milk and the supply and all of this and all that. All this nonsense, folks, which it cannot. The only way these viruses come to play is man's manipulation and control of these viruses. Therefore, that's when they start jumping. Lots of people don't realize that. Lots of people don't know that. It's just frustrating as hell that most of the world is just ignorant. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's a part of life. And also in the lovely state of Colorado, there was a report coming in that it came in about a week or two ago that 70 farm workers on a dairy farm, they're watching them in Colorado for signs of the bird flu. In other words, they had them under watch. I don't know if they're under quarantine yet, but they're under watch. They think that 70 people in the state of Colorado might have been infected already with the bird flu virus. And a lot of people don't realize, folks, in the state of Colorado, Colorado is obviously a Democrat-controlled liberal state, but the state of Colorado also has a bio lab. So what, one thing that most people don't do is they can't put the puzzle together. They can't put piece A, B, and C and match up the whole puzzle and finally solve the puzzle. Most people just can't do that. They don't have critical thinking skills. And that's unfortunate as we seem, but that's just part of life right now. So think about it. Bio lab in Colorado, all of a sudden there is a bird flu break. There's possibly 70 people, 70 farm workers on a dairy farm, of course, because that's where they said that the bird flu has started on a dairy farm and will infect the cows and animals of the dairy farm and the milk supply. And then also it will affect humans, which is not true at all, but that's what they're saying. So isn't it kind of funny? There's a bio lab and then now a small, outbreak there in Colorado, again, just on a dairy farm. But that, and then Michigan, like I said, Michigan has gone into full alert. And they're warning all their farmers up there, prepare, that this is coming and everything in Michigan. Now, folks, again, if you believe into this nonsense, this bullshit, then I have the I have a bridge to sell you, and Poland, you know what I mean? I mean, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. If you're going to fall for this nonsense and this bullshit again, the bird flu is nothing more than made up, nothing more than man's manipulation of bio, chemistry and bio, pharmacology and physics and trying to again, cross species barriers, cross the species barriers from one to another. And that's what, again, people don't understand. And it's going to be deadly. And anybody, I warn people right now, I warned them on my last podcast. I've done several on the bird flu, H5N1. I've done several podcasts, and I am asking, begging, and praying that you folks don't get afraid and fall into, just like the COVID nonsense, fall into the scarce tactics that the media, the government, the media, and everybody, at least in this country here in the United States, force you to take a shot. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, right now, this time, date, and place, May 25th at 8:03, the time of this podcast, Eastern Standard Time, here in Central Florida, I'm warning you right now, if you take this shot, you could very well end up dead, D-E-A-D, because they've already warned anybody that's going to take this bird flu vaccine, it's going to be deadly. Now, are they going to tell you right up front? No. Behind closed doors, will they? Yes. And then everybody that takes the vaccine, all of a sudden, if there's millions of people, they'll say that the bird flu killed millions and millions of people worldwide. And what's killing them is not the bird flu. What's killing them, folks, is the vaccine, the H5N1 that'll be the vaccine for the bird flu. That's what's going to kill millions and millions and millions, if not billions of people worldwide, just out of the fear porn, scaring the shit out of everybody and trying to threaten humanity and the whole entire global population. But these elite bastards will keep doing this as long as we let them do it. They need to be hung out to dry, thrown into court, found guilty, and hung. It's just that simple. These people are just treacherous. These people are rotten human beings, and the stuff that they do to the rest of humanity is just beyond comparison. It's beyond pale. I mean, I'm speechless at everything. Like, they killed millions and millions of hundreds of millions of people with COVID, and they're still maiming and killing people right now. They'll continue to kill people right now with the this bird flu virus. This is like COVID 2.0 with a different name. So like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donation is always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is the Erb Report. Go to audioboom, audioboom.com/ The Erb, ERB Report, folks. Like, share, subscribe. Until next time, be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you and your families. That's it for now. Until next time, bye.